Amen. Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
If you have your Bible, Judges chapter 7.
你有圣经就打开士师记的第七章。
We finally get to the good part.
终于来到了这一段好的有趣的。
The vessel has been made.
器皿已经制作好了。
Of course, you got to keep that vessel in a good place.
当然，你就要把这个器皿，把它放在一个好的地方，把它照顾好。
But that mighty man of valor that God saw when he spoke to Gideon that first night that he met him has now finally come to fruition.
那神他这样子制作的基甸，这位大能的勇士，终于看到成果了。
This morning we were, I guess, in the 10th verse. We finished off with that 10th verse and talked about how.The Lord said, Gideon, go down behind the Midianite enemy's camp lines, and if you're afraid, bring your friend with you, Pura.
今天早上我们看到在七章第十节说到，基甸，如果你害怕，你就带你的仆人普拉下到营那里去。
And we kind of got stuck there thinking about our friends and how precious they are.
所以我们就停在那里讲到我们的朋友是何等的宝贵跟重要。
How needful they are to us all, and how they are really a gift from God.
朋友是我们最好的礼物，也是我们所需要的。
And so, picking up in that 11th verse of the 7th chapter, the Lord says, "Go down, bring your servant with you, and listen to what they are saying."
第十一节你带就是带普拉下到营那里，然后。去听他们所说的。
So Gideon had to just he and his buddy go down there and get close enough to their tents to be able to hear what was being said in the tent.
所以基甸跟普拉他们下到那个基甸米甸人的营这么的靠近，可以听到他们讲话。
Now that's pretty close.
那是非常的近，如果都听到讲话。
To be able to hear what's being said inside of a tent, you got to be right outside the tent.
要听到在这个营帐篷里面讲什么，你需要就在帐篷外面了。
And again, that was a great risk that Gideon and his friend were going to have to take to go back and behind the enemy lines.
基甸与普拉要冒着生命的危险，这样子到这个米甸人的营中。
And why do we have to go behind the enemy lines? I mean, what are we going to do? There are two of us. There are 185,000 of them.
为什么要下到？敌人的营中呢，我们只有两个人，他们有十八万五千人。
I know what the Lord is saying. I know that what He's asking me to do, but I don't understand it.
我知道神要我下去，可是我不是很懂为什么要这样。
But again, we get to that song, "Trust and Obey."
然后我们就想到那一首诗歌，信靠与顺服。
See, if Gideon would have recoiled at this point and not gone back behind the enemy lines like God had just told him to do, I don't think we would have ever had the rest of the story.
如果这个基甸与他朋友没有这样子下到营中，我想我们就没有以下的故事了。
It says that he and his servant Pura went to the outposts of the camp.
基甸到了他们就在
The end of verse 11.
Okay, yes. 他就基甸与普拉就下去到了营旁，就在旁边。
The Midianites.The Amalekites and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, thick as locusts.
米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都布散在平原，如同蝗虫那样多。
Their camels could no more be counted than the sand of the sea.
他们的骆驼无数，多如海边的沙。
Now that's just a way of saying they got an awful lot of everything.
这个意思就是说他们。太多了，多到不可想象。
I don't know what we can do, Pura. I don't know what you and I are going to be able to do against all those people, but God's put us out here. He's told us to go, and here we are.
他可以对他朋友说，普拉，我不知道神把我们放在这里做什么，可是我们就来了。
I read that camels have a very keen sense of smell.
我读到这个骆驼，它的鼻子很灵。
And they could smell the intruders, or they could smell people a mile away.
他可以闻到一个人在一个英里以外就闻到人了。
Maybe you know some people you can smell a while away too, but this is different.
也许你也可以闻到一些人一英里以外。
If any of those camels, those camels that were so numerous, if any of them started to rustle around a little bit and stir because they picked up the scent and woke up some of the Midianites, and then the Midianites came out, oh boy, we don't want that.
如果这个骆驼就已经闻到他们了，然后就开始就开始惊吓，那这样子米甸人就全部都起来，我们不想要这样子。
So I could see Gideon and his friend.
所以我可以看到米甸基甸跟他的朋友是这样安安静静的。安静。
Gotta be quiet behind it. Shh. Don't. We're not gonna talk. We'll write notes. No talking.
都不要讲话，用抄写抄的。
And they got right behind one of the Midianite enemy tents.
那他们就来到一个米甸人的营外面。
Now it was nighttime. Everybody was supposed to be asleep.
晚上大家应该都在睡觉了。
But won't you know it? All of a sudden, one of these Midianite soldiers had a dream.
那但是可是忽然有一个米甸的这个军人，他做了一个梦。
He had a bad dream.
一个不好的梦。
I mean a scary one.
一个可怕的噩梦。
Have you ever had a bad dream, a scary one?
你有没有过一个可怕的噩梦？
You want to come up and tell us about it?
你要不要上来讲？
Well, this Midianite had a bad, scary dream.
这个米甸人他有一个不好的梦。
And it's a very bizarre, scary dream, but let me read it to you.
是一个很奇怪的梦，但是我来读给大家听。
Gideon arrived just, this is verse 13,Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream.
基甸到了就听见一人将梦告诉同伴说
I had a dream, he was saying.
我做了一个梦
I dreamt that a round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent was overturned and collapsed.
梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中到了帐幕，到了帐幕，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。
Doesn't sound scary to me. It sounds funny.
Okay, 不是读得很好。
I mean, you're the Midianites. And, oh, whoa! Here comes the barley bread. The barley loaf comes rolling down the hill, and it.Comes right into your tent and rolls over your tent and keeps on going from your tent to the next tent. I guess that's scary.
这个大麦饼就这样子滚进来，然后撞到你的帐篷，然后又撞到别人帐篷，这样子一直撞下去。
Now this is amazing. These Midianites are enemies of God. They don't know God.
这个非常的奇特，因为这些米甸人他们是神的敌人，他们不认识神。
But God is using the enemy.To speak encouragement to Gideon and Pura.
可是神借着这些米甸人来鼓励基甸跟普拉。
Probably couldn't find a preacher any place to speak the encouragement. He picked up an enemy.
说不定找不到一个好的传道人，所以只好找一个敌人。
As this dream here going on, and then all of a sudden the friend responds. It's almost like prophecy and interpretation.
他的这个同伴就回复他，就像是一个先知发预言了。
How do you get from a big roll of barley bread is rolling over our tents? How do you get from there to this? His friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands."
所以那个同伴就说，这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿施的儿子基甸的刀，神已将米甸和全军交在他的手中。
Gideon hears this all from inside that tent from this Midianite soldier. This has to be God. It has to be Gideon working, God working through Gideon. It could be nothing else. I mean, who else is the barley bread except Gideon?
所以这敌人都在说，这谁除了这个基甸还有谁是这个大麦饼呢？神借着他来。
Now, I don't know what you would have been doing at this time, but I think I know what Gideon and Pura were doing. They maybe started like this.
Oh.
Yeah. Not yet.
他们可能听见了就想要很胜利的这样击掌，可是不要太还是太大声。
Their hearts must have been thrilled.
他们的心一定是那么的兴奋。
To hear the enemy confessing that this is God and God's going to wipe us out.
那 连敌人都在说，他们要被神来毁灭了。
You know, God's great.
神是伟大的。
God's big.
神是这么的大。
He can even use his enemies to speak the truth.
他连可以使用你的敌人来说真理。
And Gideon and Purah, I'm sure, were jumping on the inside.
所以我相信基甸跟普拉正在兴奋的在那里跳。
Talk about the hallelujah side.
所以讲到哈利路亚那一方
They were probably getting ready Hallelujah Hallelujah
他们可能要唱哈利路亚 Too loud
They were ready to go and ready to praise and ready to worship and ready to give thanks to God And the only thing it says here is that when Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation he worshipped God
这里说到他们一听到这个梦的解释，他们就敬拜神。
But he learned something else that is very, very important, and it's important that we learn it too.
那他从这里学到一个很重要的事情，我们也需要从这里学。
That piece of barley bread or that loaf of barley bread that was rolling around in the Midianite, Amalekite, and whatever enemy's camp it was rolling around in, the enemy said.God said, that's Gideon. That's none other than Gideon.
他们自己说到这块大饼在滚来滚来滚去，把他们的帐篷都倾翻了。他这个没有别的，就是真的就是基甸。
So Gideon could have walked around and said, I'm the barley bread man.
所以基甸可以到处跟大家说，我就是那个大麦饼。
The big roll of barley bread, that's me.
那个大麦饼就是我。
But you know what barley was?In those days,
那你们知道那个大麦是那在那个日子是代表什么
？In those days, was a worthless grain.
在那个时候，其实不是大麦，是一种麦子
It was what was given to the animals to keep them alive.
那是一个很便宜的麦子，只是给动物吃的。
It wasn't like wheat.
不是像大麦，或是那种另外一种麦子。
It was just barley.
Barley 这个是一个很便宜的 没有价值的
It wasn't anything, it was worthless
是没有什么价值
Or pretty close to worthless
几乎都没有价值
Gideon learned that the only thing he is barley bread
基甸发现到他只是这个没有用的 barley bread
You gotta learn that, Gideon
基甸要学到、这个、
You gotta be reminded of who you are
You're
rolling around there collecting victories, winning over the Midianites, but Gideon, get it through your thick skull. The only thing you are is a hunk of barley bread.
基甸，你可能是一个大能的勇士，滚来滚去，可是你不要忘记，你只是一个这个 barley bread.
Because without God, you are nothing.
除了你如果没有神，你就是没什么。
There's a real danger oftentimes when God might use someone as a vessel unto honor.Meet for his master's use. The danger is that it goes to that person's head.
常常有的时候，神拣选一个器皿，让他合乎他自己来用。可是呢，他就高兴到比他的头还高了。
Look what God did with me.
哦，你看这个神用我做了什么
？I must be special. He really loves me.
哦，我一定是非常重要，他很爱我。
He used me in a miraculous, tremendous way to deliver the Israelites out of the hand of the Midianites. He used me.
他用他大能的手，他用我耶，来拯救以色列人。
Glory be to me and God.
这个荣耀都归于我跟神。
Don't you know who I am?
你知道我是谁吗？
Oh, I'm the one that prayed for that man, and he got healed.
我就是那个为那一位先生祷告，然后他得医治了。
You know what I did? I prayed the prayer of faith and saved the sick, and the Lord, I raised him up.
你知道吗？我就用着信心祷告，然后我这样祷告，结果他就起来了。
We need to constantly be reminded that we're barley bread.
我们要一直一直的把跟自己说，我们只是那个没有用的 barley bread。
It might be better said that, yeah, maybe God used you, but maybe it was in spite of you, not because of you.
那个
you don't get any credit.
我们都不会拿到任何的
No glory goes to you.
没有任何给加分给你。
All praise, all honor, all glory be unto Him.
所有的赞美，所有的荣耀，都是归给神。
Uncle Hans left a meeting one time, and somebody in the back of the church said to him, Oh, Pastor Waldfogel, that was wonderful. You preached a wonderful sermon.
有一次，吴老牧师讲完一堂道，他走到后面，有一个弟兄跟他说：“哦，你讲这个太好的道，这个太啊、这个是个很好的讲道。”
And Uncle Hunt said, "Yeah, the devil told me that before you did."
然后吴老牧师就说：“哦，魔鬼刚才跟我讲了。”
You know, the enemy's always wanting to get us to feel as if we're something.
仇敌是一直要让我们觉得我们是有什么。
God's kingdom couldn't really run very well without you.
他就要让你知道说，你要是没有你，这个神的国就不能往前。
Yes, in a sense, God needs vessels. He needs people. He looks for them. He wants to make them. He needs them.
没有错，神要利用人，使用人，然后他要使用你。
But after he makes them, none of the credit goes to the vessel because it's God that made the vessel. It's God that sanctified the vessel. It's God that filled the vessel. It's God that spoke to the vessel and gave instructions. The vessel did nothing. The vessel's just an empty clay pot.
神他用这个器皿，他来浇灌这器皿，他使用这器皿，高抹这个器皿。可是呢，你还是只是一个泥土做的。
Or if you prefer, instead of an empty clay pot, you can say just barley bread.
如果你不说一个器皿，你可以说我只是一个 barley 的饼。
That walk back to the Israelite camp must have been a lot different than the one walking down to the Midianite camp.
他基甸走回去以色列营的时候，可能跟他下来的时候完全不一样。
Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor, and God is going to deliver the Midianites into your hand.
这位基甸大能的勇士，神要这样子的用他把敌人交在他手中。
And、now what was spoken to Gideon those many many days ago is now coming to fulfillment.
在很久很不多日子前，神对基甸所说的话要开始成全了。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 26.
哥林多前书的第一章。
Well, says, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world, the despised things.The things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. 126.
Yes.这是哥林多前书的第一章二十六节开始到三十一节，要不要大家一起读？弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，又要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记。夸口的当指着主夸口。
How many times have we heard from those that have gone on before us who ministered to us, you got to come down before him.
在我们之前啊，那些服侍我们的这些教士们，我们有没有听到他们常说，你要下来再下来
？Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
把你自己放在神大能的手下。
At the beginning of Brother Hans Waldfogel's ministry, he often would go to the Midwest to see a woman named Martha Robinson.
当吴老牧师刚开始出来服事的时候，他常常会去美国东部，中部的一个去找一位姊妹叫做罗炳森师母。
I'm sure many of you probably have heard of Sister Robinson and maybe read her book Radiant Glory.
你们在座一定有很多人读过罗宾森师母的传记，就是《荣耀的光辉》。
It's not really her book. It's a book about her by Brother Gordon Gardner. But he would go there because Sister Robinson was a large vessel.
他会去找这个罗宾森师母，是因为罗宾森师母是一个非常大的器皿。
And she had some gifts of the Holy Spirit, among them the gift of discernment.
她有神的恩赐在她身上，然后有这个判断的灵在她身上。
And Brother Hans wanted God to search his heart to speak to him through her.
所以吴朗牧师想要借着罗宾森师母来想要知道神要对他说什么。
So he pastored the church in Ridgewood. He started it with his brother, my grandfather, and the church became rather successful.
所以吴朗牧师他那个时候在利居屋教会开始的这个教会跟我的祖父开始的，那也非常的成功。
At the beginning of the church, there were many, many miraculous healings of people that were incurably ill, but the Lord touched them and healed them.
在刚开始的时候，他们教会里面常常有这个病得医治，然后有神迹奇事。
And because of that, many people wanted to come to the church because they had heard what the Lord had done there.
所以因为这样子呢，就有很多人他们来聚会，因为他们听见这个消息。
One time in the beginning of Brother Hans's ministry, he went back to the Midwest and he went to see Sister Robinson.
所以这个有一次，吴朗牧师就在当中，他服事的当中，就去找罗宾森师母。
And the Lord spoke to him through her.
所以神借着罗宾森师母对吴朗牧师说话。
And the Lord said, "I see here a man who's becoming very proud."
罗宾森师母就借着神对他说，我看到这位人，这位先生开始变得非常的骄傲。
And you need to realize how you need to come down before God.
那你要知道，你需要在神面前俯伏。
And Brother Hans took that word from God.
所以吴朗牧师听进去了。
Searched his heart and said, "Lord, I don't want to attribute anything that's being done to myself. All the glory goes to you."
所以吴朗牧师他说，我不要所有的荣耀都归我，把这荣耀都归给神。
But he was careful all his life and all his ministry.
所以他一生他的服事都一直这样小心。
To always point people to Jesus.
都一直把人指向耶稣。
Never to himself.
永远不是指向自己。
Never to the church in Ridgewood.
永远不是指着绿居屋教会。
Never to his ministry.
不是指向他自己的服
事。Always to Jesus. To Jesus. Nothing is important but Jesus.
都指着耶稣，没有一件事情更重要，就是耶稣。
Near the end of his life, Brother Hunt said, "If my ministry hasn't led people to Jesus, I failed."
最后他在去世之前说到，如果他是服事没有把人带到耶稣面前，那他就是一个失败的。
That's a very important lesson for any vessel sanctified, meet for the Master's use to learn.
这是一个器皿，他如果要被成为圣洁合乎主用，他需要学到这个。
Right away, the thought again is to be lifted up and to be filled with pride and to think something is attributed to us, some little credit that we deserve, but we don't deserve any credit. We're just the barley bread.
很容易的人就可以这样子的起来，把所有的加分都给自己。可是呢，我们要想到，我们只不过是一个 barley 的麦子饼。
When Paul the Apostle writes to the church at Philippi, he talks about Jesus in these terms.
所以在腓立比书里面，保罗讲到基督耶稣。
He said Jesus didn't think it would be robbery to equate himself equal with God, his Father.
他说到基督耶稣没有自己与神相等，他就很骄傲，强夺的对。
But Jesus made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant.Was made in the likeness of human beings, and then he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
所以他这里是说到，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
What humility, what meekness you see in Jesus.
所以从耶稣的身上看到那个谦卑，那个柔软。
Jesus said, I didn't come to do my own will, I've only come to do what my Father says.
耶稣说，我不是来做自己想要做的事，乃是要照神的旨意。
I don't speak my own words, I only speak the words that my Father gives me to speak.
我所说的不是我自己想要说的，乃是我父叫我说的。
That's the humility that was in Christ that Paul says,We should find in us.
这个就是保罗说到的神的这个柔软，神的这个降卑，应该是我们每个人所需要的。
I think I mentioned it this morning, but just to remind you of John chapter 13, where Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
我们要再被提醒，耶稣他洗他门徒的脚。
And then when he did that and finished, he got back up and he said, "Do you know what I've done for you or to you?"
他做完了这件事以后，他起来对门徒说：“你们知道我所做的是什么吗？”
Do you understand this at all?
你们知道吗？
They were always finding themselves on the roadways, trying to argue who is the greatest in the kingdom.
这些门徒常常在路上走路的时候，都在争执，看谁在神的国里是最大的。
And Jesus taught them that the greatest among them is the one that can serve the most to wash everybody else's feet.
而耶稣教导他们，在天国里最大的就是可以服侍最多的，谁就是帮别人洗脚的。
If he's been able to prepare the vessel, if he's been able to cleanse you, if he's been able to sanctify you, if you've been yielded and given to him, he wants to keep you low at his feet.
如果他这样子让你成圣，让你洁净你，充满你，你要做的就是把自己降卑在他的脚前。
And so, Gideon learned.And I think he understood what I am is I'm just in this whole scenario, I'm just the barley bread.
所以基甸学到这个功课，从头到尾他就是这个 barley 麦子饼。
He and Pura go back to the camp where all the other Israelites were.
所以他就回到了以色列的营中。
And he wakes everybody else up.
然后他把每一个人都叫起来了。
Get up, everybody, get up!
起来了，起来了。
Stop sleeping. Get up, wake up. I'm not talking to anybody here. I mean, this is what Gideon was saying. Hey, if it worked, it worked, but whatever. That's what Gideon was saying to everybody in Israel.
不要睡觉了，我不是在对你们各位讲的，他是在对所有以色列人讲的，不要睡觉了，起来了。
But then his message was a wonderful message. The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands. Divide the 300 men into three companies.Place trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside.
所以这个是基甸要讲的是一个非常好的一个信息。他说：“起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。”于是他们300人起来，把那个脚空瓶，把火放在空瓶子里。
So you have 300 men, in 100 here, 100 over there, and 100 back there, and they each have an empty jar.
所以100个人，100个人，100人，每个人都有一个空的瓶子。
I think the empty jar represents what we've been talking about since we started. The empty vessel. The empty jar was Gideon. The empty jar was the men that Gideon had with him. The empty jar was that group of 300 who the Spirit of God had come upon in the fleece and the wet ground all around the fleece the night before.
所以又是讲到这个器皿，一个空罐子。这个就是讲到基甸他自己，他本来是一个空器皿，后来神浇灌了，又是讲到就是一个器皿。
Okay, this looks like fun. We got an empty jar and we got a torch inside of it, and we're going to go beat up 185,000 Midianites.
所以看起来很好玩，一个空的器皿，然后里面有一个火把。
The Lord has certainly looks like the Lord's given us the victory. Now I got an empty jar.
看起来好像神已经给他们胜利了，他有一个空瓶子。
Well, none of them said that. They just followed what Gideon had said. And Gideon said, you go here, you go there, and you guys go there. And then his words in verse 17 were, watch me.
所以他就开始吩咐这个人去那里，这个人去那里。然后他说，你们要看着我。
Follow my lead.
看我行事。
When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do.
我到了营的旁边，怎样行，你们就怎样行。
I like a leader like that.
我喜欢这样子的领导者。
I like a leader that doesn't say, "Okay, here's what you do. Now you go do it, and I'm going back home."
我不喜欢一个领导者说 ，Okay, 你这样子做，那我要回家了。
You go fight the enemy. I'll be back here and I'll pray for you.
你去跟敌人打仗，那我在后面祷告。
I don't need leaders like that. I don't need leaders like that.
我不想要一个领导者是这样。
I need leaders so I can follow into the battle.
我想要一个领导者是可以跟带着你去打仗。
We are following one who never lost the battle.
我们在跟随一个从来没有打过败仗的领袖。
And our adversary is a conquered foe. Our adversary's lost. He's been beat up and whooped at the cross.
我们的仇敌，是我们的 our adversary.哦，仇敌已经失败了。他因为借着在十字架，仇敌已经是失败的了。
And we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
那我们是是胜得胜者已经他可以帮他已经为我们得胜了。
I'm quoting the song, but I'm going to stop it now and let's go back to the regular stuff.
Yes.
We have a leader who wins, and we are on the winning side.
我们已经有一个领袖，他已经赢了，所以我们也是赢的。
And so Gideon has all these men, and he says, "Watch me, just follow me, do exactly what I say."
所以这个基甸就说，我做什么，你们就来行我所做的。
When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then you blow yours.
我和跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也在那里吹角。
And 296 of them probably thought I never played a trumpet in my life.
那剩下296个人可能说从来没有吹过一个喇叭。
Hey, take that old ram's horn and go, Moo! You can do that.
就很简单，就拿着那个角，然后就 Woo!
You know, that's enough to scare somebody.
那个声音很大声，可以吓人。
300 of them at the same time going, Woo!
300个人这样子吹 Woo!
And then shout for the Lord and for Gideon!
然后就大声地说耶和华和基甸的刀。
Gideon and the 100 men that were with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning. This is getting good. I'm getting excited now. At the middle watch, just after they changed the guard, they blew their trumpets.
这越来越精彩了。所以接下去21节，他们在营的四围各站各的地方，全营的人都窥窜，300人呐喊，他们逃跑。
And they broke...The jars that were in their hands.
49节，对不起。
End of verse 19.
Yes. 他们就在三更半夜的时候，换更的时候，他们就吹角，打破手中的瓶。
And the three companies blew the trumpets and they smashed the jars.
所以三队的人，三连的人，他们都把瓶子打破。
We took like, you know, I don't know how long to make a vessel.And to mold a vessel, and to fashion a vessel, and now what we're doing with the vessel is breaking it.
我不知道他们做这个瓶子是用多久的时间去磨它、去造它。可是呢，在这个时候就是把它打破了。
Now the thought follows on the heels of barley bread, but it's a little different.
那这个思想跟刚才的 barley 麦子饼一样，可是有点不一样。
The vessels.That are most useful to God are the broken ones.
这为神所用的器皿通常都是破掉的、破碎的。
He makes and molds and fills the vessel to break it.
他磨塑又充满这个器皿，就是要给它破碎。
See, there was a torch inside of that vessel. There was a light that was supposed to shine, but the light couldn't shine until the vessel was broken.
你有没有看到这个瓶子里面他们放着是火把，可是这个灯照不出来，除非你把它打破。
Didn't Jesus say to all of us, "You are the light of the world"?
耶稣不是对我们说吗？你就是世上的光。
And you don't want to take that light and hide it under a vessel. No, don't do that.
你不要把这个光藏在一个瓶子里面。
Get rid of the vessel, break it, so that the light can shine.
把这个瓶子打破，让这个光照出来。
Because the world is dark.
因为世界是黑暗的。
They need to see the light.
他们需要看见这个光。
And in order to see the light, you have to break the vessel.
所以你需要他们要看见这个光，你就要把瓶子打破。
God's way all through the scriptures, and I don't want to take a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time, but God's way all through the scriptures is He uses broken things.
从所有的圣经我们看到，神他利用一个器皿是破碎的器皿。
Jacob put up an awful fight against that angel in Peniel. He put up an awful fight until that angel touched something, and something in Jacob broke.
所以记不记得雅各他与这位神的天使摔跤，后来那个天使就摸了他的踝子骨，有东西破碎了。
And instead of resisting and fighting, Jacob started to cling and to hold on.
所以雅各他就没有继续与他摔跤，但是他抓住这位天使。
Something snapped in Jacob. Something was broken in him.
在这个雅各的身体里面有东西破碎了。
Jesus, we read, stood there with 5 loaves.And 2 fish.
耶稣站在那里，他为向着天为着五饼二鱼祷告。
There were maybe 10 or 12,000 people. I don't know how many people, but 5,000 men besides women and children.
在他面前有5000个男人，但是可能有12,000。
Jesus had a good idea. He said to his disciples, "Hey, let's feed them."
那耶稣对他的门徒说：“我们来喂养他们吧。”
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's send them all to the Chinese restaurant.
很好的方法，就把他们全部送去中国餐厅。
There's not enough rice in Vancouver to feed all those people.
这里有很多的米可以养活他们。
And we don't have enough money. If we could even find enough food, we don't have enough money to buy it. I mean, it's impossible.
好，要是我们可以找到这么多的钱，我们也不可以养，也可以不能喂饱他们。
You know, Andrew found a little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
所以安德烈找到一个小男孩，他有五饼跟二鱼。
And when he gave them to Jesus, Andrew said, "Here, I got 5 loaves, little loaves of bread, and I've got 2 small fish." And then Andrew said, "But what are these among so many?"
所以安德烈他找到这个五饼，然后各二鱼，他说这个这么少，哪可以喂饱这么多人
？Jesus said, "Give it to me."
耶稣说把他们给我。
And then what did Jesus do? What does it say? It says he took the bread and he.He broke it.
所以后面说到耶稣怎么样，他拿来饼就把它拨开，也是破碎。
And he broke it, and he broke it, and he broke it.
所以他这样子的拨，这样子破碎。
And the bread that he broke was enough to feed every single one and have 12 baskets of leftovers.
那他的这些饼呢，这样子破掉了，喂饱了所有的人，还有剩下12篮。
When something gets in the hands of God and He's able to break it, watch out what He can do with it.
所以当有东西来到神的手中，他把它拨开破碎了，小心神可以为他把这个东西拿来做什么。
I tried that in our church once in Vacation Bible School. That we had a lot of children in the church.
有一次我在这个暑期的儿童班里面
，and I was reenacting the story of the breaking of the bread, and so I had a loaf of bread, a roll up there in the front with me.
所以我就要表演这个五饼二鱼的神迹，所以我就拿着一个饼在那里拨。
And inside my sleeves, I put all those little fish, those cheese fish things, crackers.
所以我的袖子里面故意藏了一些那个鱼的饼干。
I had my arms were really big.
所以我手很大。
And a lot of them there.And so I said, "Here, Jesus took it and he broke it." And then they came flying out of my sleeves, and and he broke it. And the more he broke it, the more there seemed to be. And then I fed everybody that was there. We passed out the baskets, and we had leftovers too. And I tried to impress upon the children that when Jesus breaks something, he can use it.
所以我在这个小朋友面前就表演，当我这样剥的时候，就袖子里故意倒出那个饼干来，然后就给每一个小孩子都吃了。
So the little that you are,
所以你这个微小的你
，the barley bread,
这个没有用的 barley 麦子饼
，what are you among so many?
你在所有的人当中算什么
？Just put yourself into the hands of Jesus.
就你只要把你自己交在耶稣的手中
，and let him break you.
让他来破碎你。
Your will, your desires, your plans, let him break you.
你的意志力，你的计划，你自己所有的，让他来破碎你。
I like the word used here in Judges 6, where it says, "And they smashed the jars."
Judges 7.
They smashed the jars.
Yeah, 我很喜欢他们这个用字，这里说到他们把瓶子打破、打碎。
We talked about that lady that came into the room last night, and she had a bottle of spikenard, very precious ointment in that bottle.
我们昨天讲到这位玛利亚，她拿着一个瓶子，里面有非常贵重的香膏。
That spikenard was no good in that bottle.
那个香膏在瓶子里没有什么用。
It was worth a lot of money, but it was really no good in that bottle.
很贵很贵的香膏，可是在瓶子里什么也没有用。
The Bible says she broke it.
可是圣经说她把这瓶子打碎了。
And when she broke it, the fragrance filled the whole house.
当她把这瓶子打碎的时候，这个馨香的气就充满房子。
There were others that were displeased with it and thought it was a waste, but Jesus didn't. He said it's a beautiful thing.
每个人都说好浪费哦，可是耶稣说这是一个美事。
But it wasn't until that spikenard was broken.
但是就是因为这个瓶子被打破。
And on and on through the Bible, you have the same thought over and over again. Lord, break me. Psalm 51, David says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit."
在诗篇五十一篇啊，大卫说到一个神所喜悦的是一个空虚不是空虚，忧伤痛悔，其实他就是意思是破碎的。
A broken and a contrite heart, thou wilt not despise.
Yes, 一个破碎跟一个忧伤的灵，神不藐视、轻看。
Are we the vessels that He really wants?
我们是不是神要用的器皿
？Have we really said yes to Him, and have we gotten rid of all the idols that are in our yards?
我们是不是已经跟他说是了，然后把偶像都除去了
？Have we consecrated ourselves completely, given ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God?
我们是不是已经把自己献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，神所喜悦的
？As He filled us with His Holy Spirit，
那他就来充满我们。
Have we heard His word and His voice, and then obeyed implicitly time after time, as the Lord spoke to Gideon, He was implicitly obedient。
我们有没有这样子的来顺服？是句句的来顺服，这样这么细心的顺服神。
I believe those are the vessels unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use.
我觉得这个样子就是成为圣洁，合乎主用。
So maybe it's not so strange after all to think that in Ezekiel's day the Lord looked for someone like that, but He couldn't find anybody.
所以很稀奇的，当神在以西结的日子，他想要找到一个这样子的人，可是他。找不到。
To be that kind of a vessel will cost you your own life also.
因为要成为这样子的器皿，会要你生命的代价。
But it's worth it.
可是是值得的。
I visited Brother Edwin Waldfogel, Pastor Edwin, the day before he died.
我最后我就是在吴爱恩牧师他最后一天去，他最后一天在世的日子，我去拜访他。
He was over 90 years old.
他已经九十几岁了。
He had been sick, and it was clear, I think, to everyone that the Lord was taking him.
他生病得很重，那大家都看到神要把他带走了。
So every time I went to see my uncle, I didn't know if it would be the last time or not.
所以每一次我要去见我的叔叔，我都不知道是不是最后一次可以看见他。
And that day I went all by myself, and I went into his room, and I saw, hi Uncle Edwin, hi Ernie, hi.We talked a little bit.
所以我记得那天早上我就去找他，然后我跟他说 hi， 然后他也跟我说 hi。
And then he looked at me right square in the face, and he said, "Ernie."
所以他看着我的眼睛，盯着我说 ，Ernie。
Jesus is wonderful.
他说耶稣是奇妙的。
Jesus is wonderful. You know that, don't you, Ernie?
耶稣是奇妙的，你们已经都知道了。
Serve with all your heart.
用你全心来侍奉他。
Give him all your life.
给你的全身。
Don't ever look back.
不要往后看。
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣是奇妙的。
Those were the worst last words I heard my uncle say.
这是我听到他最后的几句话。
And I've thought of it often.
那我常常在心里思想。
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣是奇妙的。
You're not.
你不是奇妙。
You're nothing.
你是灵。
Jesus is wonderful.
但是耶稣是奇妙。
But He privileges us to be His vessels.
可是他那样子。
Of His choosing.
他那样子喜悦我们成为一个器皿。
And then He equips us and sends us.
然后他这样制作我们来使用我们。
All praise and glory and honor be unto Him that lives forever and forever.
所以赞美荣耀全能都是给那位。活到永远的神。
Before I sit down, let me just remind you one more broken thing in the Bible that was used.
我又想到一个被破碎的东西在圣经里面。
I guess Jesus said it best when He was in the upper room with His disciples and that Last Supper.
耶稣在跟他们说这个最后一个晚餐，他坐在那里。
And he took the bread.
他把饼举起来。
And he broke it.
他也把它拨开了。
And he said to his disciples, "Take, eat. This is my body."
他叫他的门徒说，把它拿去，把它吃了，这是我的身体。
Broken for you.
是破碎的，为着你们。
Where would we be tonight if Jesus wasn't broken for us?
我们今天会在哪里呢？如果耶稣没有把他自己这样子破碎。
If he was just a good teacher and a good healer and went about doing good and ministered those years that he was here on the earth, where would we be?
如果他没有这样子好好的教导，没有这样子带领，那我们今天会在哪里呢？
But he was so humble.That he was willing to be broken for you.
但是他是那样子的柔软谦卑，他愿意把自己破碎为着你。
It shouldn't be a very hard thing for me to say, Lord, you were broken for me, now break me.
这应该不是很难的，可以对主说，主啊。
And if you can, and where you can, Lord, use me.
主啊，那个你来破碎我。可以的话来用我。
And to you be all the praise and glory forever and forever and forever.
愿赞美荣耀归给你到永永远远。
Because Jesus is wonderful.
因为耶稣是奇妙的。